This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What up, donks? It's the sports junkies. It's your B-team sport junkie, Toby.
It's maybe C-team?
I say B-team. We're always the break glass in case of emergency. When you figure out that there are holidays that you forgot about.
We're the holiday version. That's what we are.
We are the ones here. We're the holiday versions that don't get to participate in their drinking show that they do every holiday season.
True. We are the holiday non-drinking junkies.
We are the holiday season where everyone forgets that we have a holiday.
Yeah, happy President's Day, by the way.
Didn't know it was a thing until I saw the schedule and I saw, oh, guess who's waking up early?
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah. I'm not a morning person. I say this every time we do the junks, so we'll see how this show goes, but it's great to hang out with you here on a beautiful Monday here in the district, looking ahead to some more snow in the forecast.
Yeah, not looking for that. Don't like snow. Have never really liked snow. I'm a Grinch when it comes to snow, unless Odyssey wants to pay for me to get a hotel. but if I have to drive in the snow, I don't want the snow. I do have to ask, though, how was the weekend? You know, it was a Valentine's Day weekend. Did you do anything lovely? You had a special somebody in life?
Yeah, as myself.
I'm like the aunt or the uncle at Thanksgiving that's just going to ask you about your relationship.
Well, so you must have missed it then. There was a riveting segment on G&D on Friday.
I did miss that.
Where I went through the Bachelor Combine.
Okay.
They asked me various questions to give me a grade in terms of an NFL draft grade,
okay,
on where I would get potentially drafted if I was a eligible candidate.
Same grade or different grades?
So I got different grades.
Okay.
So I gave myself an undraftable grade. I personally thought that I shouldn't have been invited to the combine, but Danny said he gave me about a fourth round grade, so okay, early day three. And GP was a little bit kinder and gave me a day two grade of maybe late second, early third. So, you know what? To be honest with you, I was thinking borderline sixth, seventh. I'll take it.
So is this one of those things, were the grades enough that you would stay in the draft? Or are you going back to college for a year?
Oh, I'll enter the draft.
You'll enter the draft?
If I'm going to be in the first four rounds, I'll enter the draft.
Okay. I can get with that. I'm proud of you for...
I appreciate it.
Doing the Bachelor grading system, that's a brave thing.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun to get grilled about why I'm single and
like,
if I'm eligible.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, you know, basically Grant and Danny turned into a family reunion for me.
is there anything that they grilled you on that you were like, I probably should change this? I should probably make an adjustment here.
Honestly,
this is actually good coaching.
Honestly, not really.
Oh, so they're bad evaluators. Oh.
It's not even that it's just like, you know what? You get this. At some point, you are who you are. Right? Like, there are certain changes you can make, and that'll happen as time goes on. You have a fiance. I'm sure you've made a few changes in your life as time has gone on.
More than a few.
But, you know, it's not like you were just willy-nilly changing everything about yourself. You just kind of... go with the flow, right?
No, it was an exercise of change. there were some changes that were suggested, and there were some like, all right, we're not changing this.
Yeah, exactly. You kind of are what you are, and then, you know, you mold once you find the one.
Did they ask you what your one could be?
No.
Oh, that's what? I feel like that's malpractice on their end. Like, if I'm not gonna sit here and grill you, ask all your favorite kinds of types. But if I'm gonna sit here and draft you, I feel like part of the conversation is, how do you fit in, or like, what are you looking for? Right? That's just basic job interview 101. They're gonna interview you, and at the very end, do you have questions for us?
Yeah, I'm not one that's very picky, Denton. I don't. If you know anything about me, I'm kind of as glow with the flow as you could ever meet, and that's kind of how I roll.
AKA, someone please draft me.
I don't know if I'm saying that. I don't know if that's the case, but listen, I threw it out there in my update as well. Eligible bachelor. I threw that out there on the following update. I got a nice pop out of GP on that one.
And no, do radio groupies still exist? Did anyone hit the DMs?
No.
Instagram or Twitter?
I did not hit the, I did not see any. I'd have to check Instagram. Maybe there were some requests that I missed.
There might be some requests.
Chances are there were not. I did not get any Twitter DMs, so, or X DMs, whatever we're calling it these days. So no, I didn't get anything, unfortunately.
There's time. I know there's some early risers, some lovely ladies that boss told you, hey, it's President's Day. You gotta come in early. You might as well listen to some sports radio on the drive in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, if they're dialed into the Junks at this morning, at this time of the morning on President's Day.
That's your kind of woman.
Yeah. Send a DM. Let's go.
I mean, if you're dialed into sports radio at 6 a.m. on a President's Day Monday.
Yeah.
Hit my man Toby.
Heck, I'm free the rest of the day. Let's go.
But did you do anything, Doug? So when I was, this is going to sound so condescending, and I apologize in advance.
It's all good.
When I was single, during Valentine's Day, I'd always take advantage of deals.
Mm.
You know, when I was in like college, I didn't have a woman, but if you're going to give me a two for 20, I'll do some takeout for 2 for 20. You know, I'll make it work. Did you take advantage of any deals at restaurants?
No, I did not. I didn't take advantage of anything. I kind of just enjoyed the weekend and did nothing, which is a typical weekend for me, by the way.
It's not a bad weekend.
No, I mean, I really enjoyed it sporting wise. It was for, this is something that was funny because going into this weekend, you know, it's the first week without football, and you have the NHL on a break, and you have basketball on a break, and I was kind of frustrated that both of those sports are on a break at the same time the week after football. That being said, Saturday night, dialed into USA Canada, that Four Nations face-off is sweet. The guy, I didn't care at all until you said USA Canada Saturday night, and all of a sudden I was dialed in. You get three fights in 9 seconds.
Yeah,
and so that was my weekend right there.
I was locked in on the fights. Yeah, because I watched a little bit of All-Star Weekend. I couldn't watch a ton. My future mother-in-law was in town this weekend. So a lot of the no Valentine's Day stuff this weekend for your boy, but I also couldn't watch All-Star Weekend.
You didn't miss anything.
No, because I'm not gonna make her suffer through that. That would just be being a bad future son-in-law. Like, hey, you want to watch a dunk contest that died 6 years ago?
You want to watch the G League guy win it again? You
like, let's see this guy.
I like Mac McClung. He has good dunks, but like, remember when Michael Jordan was in the dunk contest, when Dominique Wilkins was in the dunk contest, when Vince Carter was in the dunk contest?
I remember him. Not the other guys, because I wasn't born.
Yeah, I mean, me either, but like, dudes used to be in the dunk contest, like people you knew. And even when it wasn't people you knew, like Zach LaVine was going to be someone you knew. Aaron Gordon was going to be someone you knew.
That's the greatest dunk contest of all time.
I mean, that's the last really good one in my lifetime, right? Like, that's the last one that's been meaningful, that there were legitimate dunks. And that one I wish would have just kept on going.
Like, I actually didn't think this year's was bad. I thought this one was one of the better ones. It's just I didn't care about it.
Yeah,
because there's no star. I can't really get hyped for Mac McClung or Castle or whatever. But to your original point about the hockey and the fights, I loved it. The gloves dropping immediately, I was like, yes, here we go. And then the gloves dropping literally again, I was like, all right, cool, I'll take two. And then literally they started playing. I was like, I don't think we're going to get three. That'd be a little intense. They start playing. I'm like, all right, yep, here we go. Let's do this hockey. And then they stop and they fight again. And I was like, all right. First of all, I was like, at this point, if Crosby doesn't take one to the jaw, we're missing out on an opportunity here. Like, can we just see that man get slouched once during some international play? We didn't get that one, but I was in for all the Four Nations UFC event that we got this weekend.
Yeah, it was awesome, and it was a fun game, too. It was really well played, I thought. You had both sides obviously really talented, but the U.S. comes out on top, winning 3-1. It was a lot of fun to watch because after the fight, you know, McDavid gets on the board first for the Canada. And by the way, I was talking about this yesterday. I'm not a big-time hockey consumer outside of the Caps.
Yeah.
You know, occasionally I'll turn on a game if it's on, you know, one of the national television games and see what's going on. But really, I'm not dialing in to see what's going on with Edmonton or anything. So I don't see McDavid play all that often. I don't see some of these guys play all that often. Watching these dudes, which is, again, a glorified all-star game for them, which we're going to talk about the NBA all-star game, what a joke it is, and just looking at all the other sports and kind of how much of a joke those have turned into versus this is their all-star break in the NHL, and we've got three fights in 9 seconds, dudes just burying each other into the wall, and really high-level hockey as well, to the point that, you know, it was a fun one to watch because there were chances all over the place, but it wasn't like the defense was bad. I think both teams finished with around 25 shots on goal, so you would take that as a good hockey game. It was a lot of fun to watch, and seeing these dudes when they get going, like when McDavid got the puck going up the ice on their first goal on a breakaway, it's like, there's no shot. You couldn't do anything about it. Hellebuck did as much as he could. Right. He didn't do anything about it. McDavid's awesome.
Yeah, you're losing that battle.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun to watch that game, and just seeing the different guys that I don't usually get a chance to watch is really cool. But the best part about it all is going into Montreal, getting the national anthem booed, all the extra stuff. I don't care about the politics, whatever. I'm not going to talk about that. But the fact that the U.S. went into Montreal with all of that animosity and all the craziness, and they walked out with a win over the Canadians at their game. Man, it's beautiful.
And then tweeted, not like us, after. Like, yes. Got him.
Right? I mean, Kendrick's doing well over Drake. USA doing well over Canada.
I would say.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
I liked the physicality of it the same way that you did. And I was thinking something that I'm sure a lot of our listeners were thinking as well when you're watching these guys go crashing into the boards in the fights. I was sitting there on the couch and I was like, man, thank God there are no Caps on this team right now. Because, man, I don't want to see the Caps players that are in one of the midst of their best seasons in a long, long time be getting crushed against the boards. I didn't want a Caps player taking one to the jaw when it started off UFC style.
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing, is like, I saw our guy GP tweeting about that, saying, you know, man, Canada could have used a guy like Tom Wilson if they're going to be scuffling with the U.S. all the time. And I'm like, that's great. They probably could have used Tom Wilson. He's one of the best players in the world. But I'm glad he's sitting at home.
But thank God they didn't use
Tom, because I don't need to see any of these Capitals, which, by the way, how absurd is that? This team is second in the league in points. Second in the league. And you couldn't find one dude to throw in these four nations. And I understand, you know, that Russia's not a part of it, so you miss out on Ovi and some of these others. But, I mean, Tom Wilson couldn't be on Team Canada. Like, I'm not complaining.
It's
a little odd that the team that's in second place in the NHL, nobody's participating.
Yeah, not like no goaltender either. Because that's where I thought you would have got some sort of representation. A guy in net, because the net play for Washington has been sensational this year.
Yeah, I mean, Logan Thompson's been really, really good. And yeah, just no representation from the Caps. I'm not mad, because I would much rather the Caps. I don't even know what you win if you win the Four Nations. I know the U.S. is going to be playing in the championship on Thursday, and part of me kind of wants a little bit of USA-Canada Part 2 on a Thursday
again
night.
Again in Boston.
In the U.S. this time. I'd love to see that. But I mean,
really all you're playing for is, like, this is just foreplay for the Olympics. Like, whoever designed this did a wonderful job, because now I'm pumped about, now I know that we get the Winter Olympics in 2026, because that was not at the front of my mind. But now you're, like, excited for the Winter Olympics, because you get a little bit of this, shall we say, bad blood between U.S. and Canada, knowing that they're going to be, you know, top contenders in the 2026 games. Whoever came up with this is a genius.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. It's something really cool to see the top players. And, you know, it's a good way to replace the NHL All-Star Game, which, frankly, I have never tuned into, ever. I just do not care about the NHL All-Star Game. You replace it with this, and so many people are tuned in. It's really cool. You're right. It kind of charges you up for the Olympics whenever that comes up. But, you know, for the Caps, not having anybody a part of it, I'm totally fine with it. It's just kind of weird.
Kind of weird indeed. But I did like seeing the video of Alex Ovechkin doing crunches with a 45.
That dude I was like, is right, motivated.
I'd rather see him be doing this than him getting like checked up against a board by some 23-year-old that wants to make a name for himself.
Well, and that's the thing that was so cool about this tournament, too, that we've seen. And who knows, you know, going forward, if they were to mix this in, which some people are like, oh, this needs to happen every year. And it's like, part of the novelty of these sorts of events is the rarity. And so if you were to do this every year, you're not going to get the same level of play. You're not going to get the same level of intensity. So I think they'll figure out a nice balance there. But before the tournament, you know, I wasn't as dialed in as what people were talking about, but they mentioned it on the broadcast saying, like, we didn't know if they were going to tiptoe around and this is going to be an exhibition hockey tournament. And nope. I mean,
I don't know if they do exhibition hockey tournaments. I mean, these guys just, they, even if they are going half speed, it looks full speed.
Yeah, well, but even if they were, you know, even if the fights were novelty acts, right? They're finishing checks into the boards. Dudes are just getting crushed out there. I can't remember which defenseman it was for the U.S., but he had four hits on the night, two on McDavid, two on Crosby. That's an American hero right there.
That is an American hero right there.
That's how you do it. Like, I might not contribute anything with the puck. I might even allow in a couple of goals, but I'm going to hit Connor McDavid and I'm going to hit Sidney Crosby. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, I just barricade Sidney Crosby up against the boards. Like, honestly, the fact that we didn't get either a goalie fight or Crosby getting one to the jaw was a little disappointing after we got gloves dropped three times in the first 9 seconds.
Yeah,
because if there's anybody that deserves to get punched in the mouth, it is Sidney Crosby.
Well, and by the way, it's weird for us here in D.C. to not care about, you know, disliking the Tkachuks for a couple of weeks. But the Tkachuks in the first matchup, two goals each.
Yeah.
The Tkachuks in the second matchup against Canada.
Fights.
The first two fights in 3 seconds. I love it.
And they were dropping gloves. They were dropping gloves like it was the goal there.
Someone pitched the idea.
Someone was like, you guys got to be the ones to start the fight.
Bring back the $2 bill and put the Tkachuks on it. That'd be one way to do it, right?
That'd be one way to do it. So we clearly liked the NHL situation a little bit more than we did All-Star Saturday. Oh. With that in mind, though, Toby, I have a way to fix All-Star Saturday. I think. I have a way to fix it that's going to make it way more entertaining. All Adam Silver has to do is listen to me. And I'll share that with you when we get back. It's the Sports Junkies with Dent Day and Toby Altizer sitting in for the Junkies on a President's Day on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's the Sports Junkies on 106.7, the Fan and the Team at 980. The Junks are out on a President's Day, so you get Denton Day and Toby Altizer on this Monday. Talked a little bit about the NHL Four Nations on Saturday. I was watching the All-Star Saturday as well, Toby. I tweeted this out because I used to be a massive fan of All-Star Saturday. There's like an element of nostalgia to it that I just love. So I gave it a shot. I was like, all right, you know, I used to love this when I was growing up. Indifferent about it now. I'm going to give it a shot. And I'm going to hope that with all the conversation this week leading up to the All-Star game about how bad it was, how much the NBA sucks, all these things, that they are going to make this awesome. So I flip it on. It's the skills contest. I used to love the skills contest. First team up is the San Antonio Spurs. I watch Victor Wembanyama throw a nice pass, bounce pass, a nice chest pass. I'm like, all right, okay, Wemby. And then he gets to the point where he starts to shoot the three, because you know the skills contest is a bounce pass, a chest pass, a three. There's some more dribbling, and then you got to shoot a layup, right? You got to shoot like a free throw or something.
Sure.
And he gets to the point where he's going to shoot a three, and he doesn't take a single shot. He just kind of flips the ball up as if it was like a Looney Tunes kind of experience, right? Like you just doop, doop, doop.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like you and the little Papa shot, trying to get as many shots up as quickly as you can. Which, by the way, he can palm a regular basketball like we do Papa shot balls.
Right, he just doop, doop, doop. But he just did that three times real quick and then didn't take a single shot and then just ran in for a dunk at the very end. And then I watched Chris Paul's goofy ass do the exact same thing after I had just tweeted about, man, I hope they're going to make this better and more competitive. And these two idiots don't do a single thing when it comes to skills competition. To say that I was livid would be an understatement. Had to keep my cool, sit next to my fiance. Her mother was in town. She doesn't want to see me raging about something that doesn't mean anything. But I was not happy about that. And I was like, man, like, you're going to take an absolute, you're just going to destroy something that at one point was great. And there's a lot of things that the NBA could do different. I have a fix for you. But I couldn't believe that Chris Paul, of all people, the guy that is like the head of the Players Association, is the guy that is really just like taking a spear to a dead animal and just prodding it.
If you were to ask me if there was one player in the NBA that would do something like that, it would be Chris Paul.
Yeah, Chris Paul would have been like a minus 400 favorite.
It does not surprise me at all that Chris Paul tried to do this. And by the way, if you would have asked me on the opposite end, who's the least likely guy to do this at All-Star Weekend, it would have been Victor Wembanyama.
And you know who ended
up... So he dragged him into the deep end.
You know what's crazy? This was apparently was Wemby's idea.
Well, and look, Wemby's trying to bend the rules. I don't believe that for a second, by the way.
Chris Paul, he is a parasite.
Chris Paul is the mastermind of this. Wemby went along with it, and maybe Wemby took the fall. I don't know, but Wemby was complaining last year because Anthony Edwards didn't take it nearly, you know, remember Ant was shooting left-handed shots and he wasn't taking it nearly as seriously as Wemby would have liked. And then this year they make a mockery of it.
Yeah.
It's just a shame. It really is, because even getting into the game yesterday, the actual All-Star game, Wemby seemed like he was trying, you know, relatively hard for an All-Star game, and not everyone else was matching that same intensity level. So to see Chris Paul drag down maybe the guy that seems to care a little bit more than everyone else about All-Star Weekend and Victor Wembanyama, a little bit disappointing. And just to see that right off the jump, you knew it wasn't going to be you knew it wasn't going to be a great Saturday night.
It was not going to be a great Saturday night. I did think it got better. I mean, the three-point contest is a tough watch now because guys aren't good at shooting threes. I think we had one person hit 20 in the first six guys to go before Buddy Hield went for like 27. In round number one. I'm like, man, where is Jason Capone when you need him?
Right.
Like, is Dirk still around? Like, Steph couldn't do this. There was, like, Clay didn't want to come do this one is in a return to San Francisco. Like, why can guys who are in the three-point contest not make threes? That would be like me entering the dunk contest and then shooting layups.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to my guy Tyler Hero, who I've met once before in my lifetime. So congratulations to him on getting the win, and he's a decent shooter, so at least there was that. But yeah, I mean, I didn't really watch the three-point contest. Everyone talked about how underwhelming that was, and I mean,
that used to be the main event when like Steph, Clay, and Dame. It was like the main event, and well, now it's ugh.
And that's been kind of the case for the last 5 years or so, where it's been a legitimate discussion of saying let's rearrange the order of what we've always done for Saturday nights and make the three-point contest the premier viewing experience, and wasn't the case this Saturday night. So just an all-around disappointing weekend.
My fix for this is pretty simple, Toby. I teased you with the fix. I'm going to give you a fix. It's the Sports Junkies with Dent Day and Toby Altizer sitting in for the Junks on a President's Day. My fix is very, very simple. Just try hard. The NBA has spent millions and millions of dollars trying to figure out how we can make this weekend fun for the viewer. They got Mr. Beast out there.
Oh,
I don't know
gosh.
What a Mr. Beast is. Apparently, he's a big deal. They got Mr. Beast out there. They got Kevin Hart out there on Sunday. I don't need Kevin Hart in my life. If he wants to take a two-year break from all sporting events, perfectly okay with that.
Especially since he's an Eagles fan.
He's just, the Kevin Hart comedy is not something that the viewer needs all the time. I used to love Kevin Hart comedy specials when I was new into comedy. When Netflix first popped out and it was on the Xbox and you could watch it with your homies when you're in different areas and you're watching it all together. Like, we used to love the Kevin Hart specials. I don't need Kevin Hart in 2025. I really don't. Like, give him a two-year break. Come back with some new material. Just like the roasting and the nonsense that he talks, don't need that one. The NBA went through all of these hoops, Toby, to try and make this entertaining. All they have to do is make the guys try hard.
I mean, that's the thing. I forget who, I don't remember which commissioner it was. It might have been David Stern, and Adam Silver's maybe mentioned this. I'm trying to remember if it was maybe a Bud Selig thing. I can't remember which commissioner it was, but one of the former commissioners said, when you're in doubt, when things aren't going correctly, Go back to the game. It's the reason we tune in. It's the National Basketball Association, not the National Comedy Association, not the National Let's Honor Inside the NBA Association, not any of that. It's the National Basketball Association. Get back to basketball. And, you know, Saturday night's always going to be a little gimmicky because it's a bunch of contests and stuff like that. But even that's getting taken away from the basketball element. Remember, they used to have the Shooting Stars Challenge or whatever, right?
Ah,
they had those decent things. And the Skills Challenge was good, and it was fun, and people actually cared. And a three-point contest where people actually knocked down the shots, and we're not worried about, we got to have the Mountain Dew ball at the three-point, all this extra stuff. Last night, I saw this tweet, and I thought this perfectly encapsulated the issue with what's going on with the modern NBA, and where it goes back to what I just brought up with the quote. Last night, in a three-hour broadcast, there was 42 minutes of actual basketball played. So their intro was 30 minutes with ads.
Which is awful.
Pre-game talk was 10 minutes.
Awful.
First game between Kenny and Chuck's team was 12 minutes.
That game was actually pretty good.
Mr. Beast challenge was 5 minutes there.
Yuck.
Shaq versus the Rising Stars was 16 minutes.
That was fine.
So now we've gotten 28 minutes of actual gameplay. Musical performance for 6 minutes. Inside the NBA tribute for 9. Finally, the championship game, 14 minutes. Post-game, 6 minutes. And then talking afterwards for 22 minutes. So you got 42 minutes of actual basketball and 80 minutes of ads. If I tune into the All-Star game, I just want to watch basketball. I would rather last night have watched the crappy 210 to 205 All-Star games of the past because at least it was basketball. They're getting up and down the floor. They're throwing lobs. It's a glorified dunk contest.
Well, they
people are shooting.
They were still doing that. Like, if you think about it, a regular game is only 48 minutes.
I know, but
so you're still getting pumped with the nonsense. They would just find other ways to do.
But only 42 actual minutes of basketball.
In a normal game, it would have only been 48 minutes of actual basketball.
Well, I'm saying this is real time, right? But still, like a 3 hour broadcast. For that,
they don't need, like, again, the intros are nonsense. You don't need it. I don't need 30 minutes of intros. I understand who the guys are. I didn't mind the format, because, like, if you think about it, like, if you take some of the preconceived notions of it, the format of the four teams than a championship, it's literally the four nations. It's just we want more from the NBA because we want to see guys trying. And it was not aided by the fact that LeBron did a silly little bit where he decided he was going to take the game off on Sunday. You can't do that. Like, you have
That's
to understand
terrible.
You cannot do that. You are the face of the league still. You can't be the guy that does that. In terms of the format itself, I didn't think was bad. The problem is nobody tries.
If you're
not going to try, it doesn't matter what format you give me. We could play baseball underwater or basketball underwater. We could do pool basketball. We could do basketball on the moon. If you're not going to try, it doesn't matter.
I think the issue is that these games are just a little bit short. I would make the target score 50 more so than 40 because, you know, these guys don't miss open shots.
No, they do not.
And that's essentially what you're going to get in an All-Star game until it gets to, you know, if you're going to 40, once it gets 30-30, now you're trying a little bit. But I want to see a little bit more action. If you're going to run, you know, multiple games, which is what this turns into, you're running three separate games, then give me more basketball. Give me, like, the thing is, we used to see, even though we hated it, you used to see games 180 to 160. So you're seeing 340 points. You're seeing 300 plus points. Last night, max, you're seeing the winner of the tournament scoring 80, right? Like, you're just not seeing the same level of basketball, and some of it's the way that they play, but I don't know that format last night is it. Maybe the issue, to your point, is it's not necessarily the format, but trying to do too much in between. I don't need Kevin Hart over the in stadium PA system talking trash to SGA. That was incredibly stupid.
Now, I can't believe they did that again. Because, like, I don't know if you remember this, but this is when I was kind of like out on Kevin Hart in these scenarios. I was in college. It was probably 2017 where Kevin Hart is doing the intros, and it was a 30-minute intro where he's just roasting the All-Stars, and the All-Stars are like, what is happening right now? Like, I distinctly remember Dame Lillard walking out there. He was still in Portland. He walked out there and he's like side-eyeing him. He's like, what is happening right now? You basically take this comedian that, like, people care about Kevin Hart. That's obvious. He does stadium tours. I get it. I don't think Kevin Hart is a needle mover.
Not anymore.
Like, no one is. If you are watching the NBA All-Star game exclusively because you want to see Kevin Hart, you are a very, very small group of people. Like a very, very small. You're like, the group is so small, it's shorter than him, right? Like, it's very, very small of a group. The fact that they think that they need him, if you're going to put a comedian on commentary, give me Bill Burr. Give me Bill Burr and say, we don't need any FCC regulations so Bill Burr can at least cuss and do and make it funny. Like the Kevin Hart roasting guys, I don't need that. It's not for me anymore.
Again, I go back to what I brought up with one of the commissioners. I can't remember who it was. I'd have to look it up in the break. But go back to the game. Just play basketball. There was too much time last night.
Honestly, David Stern would have had Kevin Hart, Victor Wembanyama, and Chris Paul in Alcatraz for their performance this weekend.
Yeah, I mean,
he was still around.
Just play basketball. The format might have been good, Denton. I have no idea because I had to wait 15, 20 minutes between games for no reason. It'd be one thing if you're saying, hey, they need a halftime break or they're playing to 40. They're playing to 40. 40 is a quarter in the NBA.
Yeah.
They're playing one quarter of basketball and they need an extra break for 20 minutes. Give me a break. It's disappointing that the NBA has gotten so far away from what it's built on, which, by the way, is something that needs to be fixed in and of itself. I don't know how you fix it, but Draymond, I saw saying not that long ago,
he was on the TNT broadcast last night.
But he might have said, I'd have to look where it's from, but basically saying that the NBA has become boring because everybody runs the same stuff. And I don't think he's wrong. If you watch an NBA game, I can tell you what it's going to be. It's going to be a lot of threes. They're going to get up and down the floor. And 95% of the time, it's going to be a high pick and roll. Like, it's not the most complex basketball you've ever seen. And I understand analytics and all this stuff. It is interesting how analytics has somehow made football more fun and made baseball and basketball a little more boring. But that's beside the point. They've got to fix something with that. But at the same point, enough with the, hey, so-and-so wants out. So-and-so wants to do this. How many more people, Denton, do you think tuned in to watch coverage of the Luka trade but did not watch Luka actually play basketball?
Oh, hell yeah, definitely.
Right? Like, people are fired up. It's like,
you want the drama.
It's like entertainment news now, right? Like, people are fired up about trades and this and that. And then you say, hey, sit down and watch an NBA game. They're like, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm not watching. I would love what Draymond said if it was anybody other than Draymond Green.
Very true.
And it's not even like about him personally, but he has been the face or one of the faces for a lot of the negative change. It'd be like him complaining about the way that the NBA is currently situated or him complaining about the way that the All-Star is situated, which he did last night, would effectively be like if I dumped water on you and then complained about how people are dumping water on random strangers. Like, he was the one. He is part of the problem. He was part of the creation of the problem. They're doing stuff because of the Golden State Warriors,
sure,
and how dominant they were. The NBA All-Star game stopped trying while he was a regular All-Star. Like, he was one of the guys that helped them stop try in the All-Star game. So the fact that he's sitting up there complaining about it, I understand the rising stars thing was not, like, well received. I didn't really care that much. I don't really care that much at all. But maybe this was Adam Silver playing chess, not checkers, and that the rising stars being a part of the four-team thing was so bad that it's finally going to make people try again, so you don't get, like, with all due respect, Dalton Connect, who was traded and then not traded a week ago in the NBA All-Star game.
Yeah, I mean, we saw this a little bit last year. They did it again this year. I don't know how much it impacted. I didn't really get to watch it on Friday night with the Rising Stars Challenge. But you remember last year where they introduced a team of G Leaguers, which I'm fine with. It's the Rising Stars Challenge. That's whatever. It's not the sacred NBA All-Star game, right? But you saw them have to try a little bit harder because you don't want to get beat by a bunch of guys that aren't even in the league or are on two ways, right? And so you saw the level of intensity pick up a little bit. And the G Leaguers, I think, ended up winning some of these things. And it was because they're trying a little bit harder. And so in turn, these dudes started trying a little bit harder because if there's anything you know about professional athletes, they don't want to be embarrassed, especially in front of a big time audience.
That's why the dunk contest is dead, though. Because guys didn't want to look like fools for missing dunks.
Well, and I thought, too, you know, some of the originality is gone because everyone's really done as much as you can possibly do at this point. You know, the creativity is kind of hard to come up with. But simple dunks, which are not simple necessarily, like the Stephon Castle behind the back one that he pulled, there's no props, there's no extra, it's just a really cool dunk. I think part of our issue is we've seen so many people do different things now that that's kind of lost its novelty. But if you told me that we were just going to get a dunk contest full of windmills like Vince Carter, right, like that dunk is still cool. Regardless of what it looks like in the modern age, it's still cool. Like, you don't have to have a car. You don't have to be getting the ball from someone on a ladder. Like, none of that stuff. You just do a 360 windmill. That's still cool. You do something behind the back like you saw Stephon Castle do. That's still cool. And I don't know. It just seems like guys aren't willing to try that anymore. They're not willing to do simple stuff like that anymore because I guess they don't view it as original enough.
Well, I am glad, I will say, that Mac McClung dunked over the right part of the car and not like Blake
not over
Griffin
the hood.
When he dunked over the hood. My favorite dunk was the Castle when he dunked it off of the made basket. I don't know. Did you play NBA Home Court when you were younger? Xbox game?
No, I did not.
It was a game where you could double dunk. You could dunk it and then your player would catch it in, like in his legs and then dunk again. It reminded me of NBA Home Court. So that was my favorite dunk of the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I thought there were some decent ones and, you know, maybe seeing some of these guys tweet, we'll see. Ja Morant said maybe he'd be interested.
That's an ironclad tweet, as far as I'm concerned. If Ja Morant is going to tweet that after watching Mac McClung win for the third year in a row, he better mean it. Again, that's where I need Adam Silver to be a little bit of David Stern, to where if Ja Morant's going to walk that back, I don't know where the All-Star game is going to be next year, but like Ja Morant got to pay for that. Yeah. And honestly, here's the way you fix this. You pay guys. If you got to shell out a little bit of money, I'm going to speak for me, and I'm going to speak for you too. I would much rather them pay money to guys to do the dunk contest than pay money for Kevin Hart to be on commentary.
Preach.
Or pay for Mr. Beast to be out there giving $100,000 away. Give me Ja Morant and I would say Zion, but I feel like Zion's not going to be the dunk contest. But give me Ja Morant and some other crazy athlete to do the dunk contest and see if they can dethrone Mac McClung.
Yeah, I mean, and it's disappointing too. We brought up his name earlier. How did LeBron go his entire career and not participate in the dunk contest?
Yeah, it's sad at this point, though.
I mean, he's one of the best dunkers of all time, and we've seen him do all types of crazy dunks, you know, not recently, obviously, since he's gotten older, but we used to see him do crazy dunks all the time when he was with the Miami Heat, where he's throwing it off the wall and grabbing and slamming it home and cool stuff like that. Why didn't he ever do a dunk contest? That's disappointing.
There was something going on with like him and Stern, I think. I don't know what the reason is. Maybe he wanted to get paid. You have a fix for the actual NBA season because the NBA All-Star Game is not the only thing that's been getting dunked on, pun intended, this season. So Toby's going to fix the NBA season when we get back as the Sports Junkies on 106.7 The Fan of the Team 980. It's the Sports Junkies, 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. It is President's Day. The Junks are back tomorrow. You get Denton Day and Toby Altizer with you today. Toby, you teased me. You said you're going to fix the NBA and all of its problems.
Yes.
Easier said than done, but go for it.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of problems in terms of the actual play style and some of the presentation and all that. I'm not going to fix that, but I'm going to make it a little bit easier for the NBA to take center stage by just moving the calendar back a month. So just to give you an idea of this, the Wizards open the season this year October 24th. Move that back literally 1 month, where all of a sudden they're opening right around Thanksgiving. Some people say open on Christmas. I think that's a little too late
that's
for me.
Too late.
But you capitalize on football season ending and it being more your time. And the reason I bring this up was I've seen this work before where the NBA season in 2021, while I was still out in Milwaukee, had to be moved a little bit because of, you know, the previous season moving with the bubble and everything.
Yeah.
And so the NBA finals actually happened in July. And the reason I think it was more successful where you went out and saw, if you remember that NBA finals where the Bucks played the Suns, there were 60,000 people outside of Pfizer Forum to watch that thing. And the reason being, right now the NBA playoffs are set to start April 19th. scoot that back a month and we're starting middle of May. You're playing playoff basketball basically throughout June and into July. And all of a sudden, it's beautiful weather outside. People are watching this. The only other thing to watch is baseball. So you're going up against baseball with playoff basketball. And regardless of what you think about the NBA regular season, people tune in for the NBA playoffs. And when your only competition then is just baseball in full swing, people are going to tune into the NBA playoffs. So I think if you were to move everything back, you still get the start where you're kind of getting in shape and getting things ready to roll. Christmas becomes your marquee day, still like it already is, instead of this time being, you know, 20-ish games in. You're about 8 to 10 games in, and the playoffs become a little better of a time where, you know, the Toronto, when they had Jurassic Park, right? They're out there in the middle of May and June versus being a little cold at times for some of these areas. I just think if you moved everything back where your main competition is no longer football for the months of October, November, December, and January, and instead you take away the end of October and you're, no one pays attention to the NBA, it feels like, before Christmas anyways, right? So if you're able to scoot it back a month, and now you've got an extra month to yourself against baseball in June and July, I think you're better off there. So I think it makes a lot of sense if you're the NBA to move the calendar back just a month. You're not changing anything too crazy. You don't have to change when your All-Star weekend is, really. You can keep a lot of stuff the same, but you just move the calendar a month, and I think
so
it would help them out.
Keep All-Star break this weekend?
Around that, yeah, around this time. I think, you know, most teams have played, what, around 50-ish games. The Wizards right now have played 54 games. So instead of playing 54 games, you'd be at closer to the actual halfway point. I don't think it's a problem. I don't think, and instead of your in-season tournament, which is the big thing that they're trying to push right now, and that's happening before Christmas, you can push that till after Christmas, and that be your thing to push against the NFL playoffs where, or something. Well, I mean, you're not going to take away from that, but in January and February, you're doing more of that versus doing it in December when no one cares. There's a potential that maybe some people would care a little bit more. I just think if you push it back a month, it would make a big difference for the NBA.
I don't hate the idea. I like the NBA playoffs where they are now. I kind of like it in April and May, and then you get the finals in June, and then at that point, it's like all football. Or for those of us, obviously, you really, really like baseball. I'm a fan of the Nationals. Something else I don't really care that much about. But I like kind of like transitioning into a month where it is baseball and then like full-blown football or bust kind of a deal. Honestly, I think they should just have less games. I think 82 games is too much. It's too many. I know the old heads are going to get very pissed off about that because Jordan played 82, so everyone should play 82. I just think 82 games is too many.
I hate changing stuff like that, personally. Part of the reason I bring this up is just from my time in Milwaukee. It's not as sentient here in DC because by the end of April, it's decent weather. So it's a little bit different. But you think about some of the northern climates, like say Minnesota goes on a run, Milwaukee goes on a run, Toronto, somewhere like that goes on a run where it's still cold in April.
Hey, that's between them and God. They decided to live there.
I think... A July NBA Finals, I kind of liked. I've seen it work.
But if you have an Olympic year, you're screwed.
Well,
like if you have an international year, you're, because remember the year that you're talking about where they pushed it back, that's when Milwaukee won the thing, mm-hmm. right? They won the championship, and then there was a rush to get Drew Holiday over to the Olympics because the Olympics got pushed back that year as well.
So the funny part about that was Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton, and the team they just beat. Devin Booker
had to hop
on the same plane to go for the Olympics. So, yeah, I mean,
that was a long flight, too. That wasn't like a 2-hour layover there.
There are some logistical hurdles. I get that. But to me, I think taking 1 month away from fighting with football and adding a month on to fighting with baseball, you're going to win the fight against baseball more times than not. You're never going to win the fight against football.
No, they've already lost Christmas, which is unfortunate, but they've lost Christmas. Once the NFL realized they can just do whatever they want on Christmas, the NBA lost Christmas. It did not help that LeBron James then went on a podcast with the Kelce brothers and said, "You guys whooped our ass. We got to be better." When you have the best player, one of the best players in the history of the game, basically conceding that football is bigger than the NBA on one of the most listened to sports podcasts where all the Swifties are listening to this damn thing, who they maybe don't know who LeBron James is. I would guess big time Swifties and LeBron James on the Venn diagram. Not a lot of crossover there. then you have your best player conceding to football. So they've already lost Christmas. They have to figure out a new day. They should take over like New Year or something. But the problem is college football takes over New Year. So I mean, the NBA's got backed into a corner.
I think for us, like, you're fixing All-Star Weekend by saying essentially try harder,
like,
which I completely
actually put
agree.
Effort in.
I'm saying move the calendar. I think the bigger issue here for the NBA is just the play style, some of the coverage, some of this. It's turned a lot of people off to the NBA. And I don't know how you get that back with, you know, the little things that we're talking about might add or subtract whatever a little bit. But the real issue is, I think, how the NBA is marketed right now has turned a lot of people off.
It doesn't know what it wants to be. Does it want to be the drama with all like the Lucas stuff that you had mentioned? Does it want to be a spot for purists where you can like go deep into like the Oklahoma City Thunder for 15 minutes? This is a basketball town. If you and I went on the Wizards, the team that actually plays here, mm-hmm. for 8 minutes, people would be shifting the channels.
Correct. Yes.
So like they have to figure out a balance of what they are and then marketing it as that. You're never going to be football. You just can't. They could throw the practice squad out there and we'd still watch it.
And what I think is going to be interesting is the NBA has made their model that they are built on their players versus teams, right? That people care about players. People care about LeBron and all. They don't care about the team as much. Who's the next guy? Steph's about to retire in the next couple of years. Yeah. LeBron's going to be done in the next couple of years. Kevin Durant's going to be done in the next couple of years. Who's the next dude?
Well, I know who the next dude is. The next dude would rather be on a farm with his horses.
Yeah, I mean,
right now.
But even so, like, it's not like Jokic is young. Like, I think Luka can carry the mantle. I think Wemby can carry the mantle. But do they move the needle for the average person? I think Luka does. I think Wemby, just because of the novelty act of a 7'3 dude doing what he does, maybe moves the needle a little bit. But they don't move the needle like
LeBron did.
It
was really those. Like, KD did a little bit. It was really LeBron and Steph are the guys that were the needle movers for a long time. We got to hit a break, and we also need our listening audience back. So when we get back, we're hitting the skins. It's draft season. It's a mock draft Monday. We'll take a look on who some of the experts think Washington is going to select with their first round pick. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Junkies with Dent and Toby Altsizer, 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.